Welcome to today's edition of Crypto Corner at InvestorIdeas.com. News on what's driving the cryptocurrency market. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to another episode of the Crypto Corner podcast. For news today, HSBC has launched crypto services in Hong Kong. Riot Platforms has secured an order for next-gen Bitcoin miners, and Hut 8 has entered a hosting agreement. But just before we jump into the show, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. Right, so Cointelegraph reports that banking giant HSBC, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol HSBC, has introduced its first local cryptocurrency services in Hong Kong. This includes making it possible for its customers to buy and sell exchange-traded funds or ETFs based on both Bitcoin and Ether. These specific ETFs are listed on the Stock Exchange of Hong Kong and include CSOP Bitcoin Futures ETF, CSOP Ethereum Futures ETF, and Samsung Bitcoin Futures Active ETF. Now, the aim of this development is to expand local users' exposure to cryptocurrencies in Hong Kong. Notably, the article indicates that this follows recent media reports suggesting in mid-June that the Hong Kong Monetary Authority pressured major banks like HSBC to accept crypto exchanges as clients. Next up, Riot Platforms, Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol RIOT, has entered into a long-term purchase agreement with MicroBT Electronics Technology Co. Limited, a prominent manufacturer of Bitcoin miners with production facilities in the United States, wherein Riot has secured an initial order of 33,280 next-generation Bitcoin miners from the latter. Jason Les, the CEO of Riot, said, quote, "These new models are among the most powerful and efficient miners ever made for Bitcoin mining, and are designed and produced specifically for immersion cooling systems, such as those that will be used at our Corsicana facility. These new miners will contribute an additional 7.6 exahash per second to Riot's self-mining capacity when fully deployed, and will further enhance our already strong fleet efficiency in advance of the upcoming Bitcoin halving," end quote. Lastly, for today, Hut 8 Mining Corp., which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol HUT, has entered a hosting agreement for approximately 6,400 ASIC miners previously energized at its North Bay site. The agreement, according to the press release, includes a three-month initial term, which will renew for a successive one-month periods unless terminated by either party by providing 30 days' notice. The company's CEO, Jamie Leverton, comments, quote, "Relocating our miners will provide us with approximately 600 petahash per second of additional installed operating capacity. Once the machines are energized, our total installed hash rate will increase to approximately 3.2 exahash per second," end quote. That does it for today's Crypto Corner. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact InvestorIdeas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the InvestorIdeas.com website. This podcast is not an endorsement to buy products, services, or securities. Investors are reminded all investment involves risk and possible loss in investment. To hear more InvestorIdeas.com podcasts, please visit InvestorIdeas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and most audio platforms available. This podcast was sponsored by Aptech Payments Corp. Aptech is an innovative fintech company whose mission is to deliver a better way for businesses to provide their customers with immersive commerce experiences. For more information, visit aptechcorp.com. Aptech trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol APT.